Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful privilege of gathering together to worship you and to glorify your name. As we go through your word, may we see the glorified Christ. May we see God on the throne. May we see God in control. No matter what happens around us, may we always know that we belong to the Lord, that nothing can separate us from his love, that God is in control, and that we will eternally be with you. Lord, give us the peace that passes all understanding to settle this in our hearts and in our minds and to put our trust and confidence always in you, knowing that through you we overcome. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we continue with our study of Revelation, as I'm sure you all know. And this morning we're going to be looking at the woman and the dragon. The woman and the dragon. Last week we looked at the seventh angel and the two witnesses. And we saw that the mighty seventh angel of Revelation chapter 10 can only be Christ. And he declares that the mystery of God should be finished, and he hath declared to his servants and to the prophets. And then John takes the little book which is open in the Lord's hand, and he eats. And we experience the same as John, because the word of God is sweet as honey in our mouths. When you taste Jesus, it's wonderful. His word is joy, liberty. It is something that is sweet to us. It's a wonderful experience to know Jesus Christ and to see him in his word. But then as quickly as you have eaten, we realize that if Christ is true, then so are his judgments, and so is heaven and hell. And this causes the word to become bitter in our stomachs as we realize our responsibility to those who we love and to those who are around us. Then we looked at the two witnesses, and I don't object if you do not agree with me. What I'm trying to do is to get you to study the word of God and to have a relationship with the God of the Bible. But we saw, according to the way that I see scripture, that the best candidates were Enoch and Elijah. Amen. For the various reasons mentioned last week. So there are others who agree with me. Both men translated in the Old Testament,